I may be about to slip into a food coma. Oh god, I ate about 3 times more food than I should have eaten. Either recording will rejuvenate me and perk me up in time to go drinking beer with my friends, or I will actually pass out from the food coma and this will be 52 minutes of silence. You can scream or shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way the Trump and Fierce cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, you know by now what the ever-present and the most likely third possibility is. You are wrong, and I am right. Yes, there it is. There's the sound of the millions, and this is the sound of the cruise missile of my intellect being launched. The millions and the cruise missile. Today is still August the 1st in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer 2017. It is 3:40, 15:40 for you military personnel who know how to tell time correctly. Oh, man, we're back at the studio. Randy went off and had lunch with her boyfriend. I went off and had lunch with my pal. And she controlled herself and she got a take-home box and didn't eat all the food. I ate all the fucking food. Now I'm regretting it, because you're not supposed to eat that much in one setting. The good thing is I won't have to eat food for the rest of the day. Oh, Jesus Christ. We went to this breakfast place in town. It's called the Urban Egg. It was okay. I mean, it was breakfast food. I had pancakes and loaded hash browns. They weren't that kind of loaded. There's no alcohol. I mean, it was fine. It wasn't anything spectacular. If you come to Fort Collins, it's not like you need to seek that place out and be sure you eat there, because it's not special. Now, if you do come to the People's Republic of Fort Collins, first of all, I'm sorry. Second of all, no, I do not know where you can buy marijuana, because I don't smoke marijuana, but there's a dispensary on every fucking corner. I bet you can find some marijuana. I had this guy on the street, obviously a homeless guy, I'm walking, this is a couple of days ago, and he comes walking up to me and he's wearing these tight yoga pants like a chick would wear with a floral pattern. And he says to me, "Hey man, do you have any ganja I can have?" I'm like, "No, I don't have any ganja. Thanks for asking." And a day or two later, I saw him again. He still had on the same floral yoga pants, but he had no shirt on, and he was standing in the middle of College Avenue, which is the two-lane street strip that runs north-south through Fort Collins. It's like the main strip of the town. He's standing in the middle of the street, jumping up and down and screaming, and then he comes walking out of the street before he gets hit by a car and onto the sidewalk, and he comes up to me and says, "Hey man, do you have $2 you can give me? Because I need some medication." I'm thinking, yes, you do need medication. And I'm thinking, how can you be homeless and needing free ganja when we just had 8 years of the Obama presidency? I thought Obama cared about homeless people and poor people. Another thing, talking about homeless people. By the way, I'm the great one himself. I'm the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Why? Because nobody wants to type Cynical Libertarian Society.com, because even I can't fucking spell that. Speaking of spelling things, I say every time I try to log into my Gmail account for the YouTube, I usually misspell it at least once. Just saw on the Twitterverse, Jordan Peterson's Gmail account got suspended, deactivated, turned off, whatever. He lost his access. Apparently, he's back in now. You know, remember when YouTube took Stefan Molyneux's account away for a short period of time and it did magically reappear? Guys, guys, whatever you do. Okay, all right, let's just fuck it. Let's talk about this. How many times do I have to explain to you that if you are not a left-wing statist, they will eventually come for you? Facebook, Patreon, YouTube, Google, all these things you're investing your hopes and dreams in, they're all going to come for you eventually. Even the things like the Minds.com and the Gab AI, if they become popular enough, if enough women show up over there, the women are going to start demanding restrictions on speech, restrictions on expression. Eventually, those platforms will give in. Yeah, it may take 5 years. It may take 10 years. It may take 15 years. It doesn't matter. Eventually, unless you guys in the alternative right get off your asses and stop thinking that because the Trump and Fuhrer is the president that you have fucking won, unless you don't get off your asses and start doing something with this opportunity you've been given, you're going to find yourself right back where you started. So Jordan Peterson's Gmail was deactivated. I saw then he said that it came back. It's back, but for how long? Once again, this is why you fucking RSS shit. You fucking RSS it. You save it locally. I am RSS'd to Jordan Peterson's YouTube channel. So if his channel disappears, doesn't matter. I still have all his videos saved on my fucking hard drive. Hard drive space is cheap, guys. It's really fucking cheap. A 2-terabyte hard drive is, what, $70 or something. But that's okay. Don't listen to me. You got Donald Trump elected, and Donald Trump is the Messiah, and he's going to fix everything, and you can go back to doing what you do best, which is jacking off while watching Lauren Sutherland videos, okay? Don't, whatever you do, members of the alternative right, do not get up off your fucking asses and actually try to do anything to roll back the parasitism, the statism, the communism, the socialism, the hatred of freedom, all the other bullshit that the left-wing statists have heaped upon us, you and I, as an individual people and as a nation and as an economy. Okay, don't do anything at all to roll that shit back. You just sit there in your fucking basement jacking off to Lauren Southern videos, okay? Just fucking do that. Just the Trump and Fuhrer will save all your fucking problems for you. Fix all your fucking problems for you, not save them. The Trump and Fuhrer, he's the savior. Oh yeah, he's gonna fix everything. You just fucking sit there with your thumb up your ass. Perfect. Alright, I wasn't going to talk about that. What the hell was... Randy, what was I going to talk about? Movies! I was going to do movies. Wasn't I talking about... Oh! I know what I was talking about. So, People's Republic of Fort Collins, homeless guy, free ganja. Okay, so... I remember where I was now. Hang on, I need a drink of water. Oh... Eating dehydrates the fuck out of you. Okay, so before I tangent onto the homeless, let me say this. I'm talking about restaurants. If you come to the People's Republic of Fort Collins, the restaurants you do want to go to, there's two places you want to go to. Neither of them are expensive. You want to go to a place called the Waffle Lab, as in waffles, like you have a waffle for breakfast. Lab, as in laboratory. The Waffle Lab. It is a food truck, and they also have a brick-and-mortar location. You want to go to the food truck is okay, but you want to go to the restaurant. you want to go to the Waffle Lab. The shtick is that everything, well, the main items, the main entrees, all come on top of a waffle. You get your chicken and waffle, which is good. They do a bratwurst on waffle. You get your bratwurst, and it's marinated in sauce, or is it sauce the right word? I don't think sauce is the right word. But the cooking of the waffle involves the beer 1554, which is one of my favorites. And you get your sauerkraut, and it's all on top of a waffle. And you may be thinking, sauerkraut and a waffle don't go together. Trust me on this. Trust me. It works. The other good thing is, I believe it's called the Blue Sky Breakfast. And you get your waffle, and you got some two giant pieces of bacon on there. It's thick bacon, not shitty little thin bacon. It's thick bacon, and you got your egg on there, and you got some tomatoes, you got some avocado, and they don't put like one little slice of avocado. No, 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 they put avocado. There is like half of a avocado on top of this bad boy. Oh, man. Anyhow, Waffle Lab. You want to go there. The other place you want to go is Big Al's. It's a hamburger hot dog place. I personally don't do hot dogs. I think they're kind of gross. It's just me. The hamburgers are fantastic. I don't know why. I cannot explain to you what makes those hamburgers so good. They do have the 60-40 burger. The hamburger patty is 60% beef, 40% bacon. Yes, you heard me correctly. The hamburger patty itself is 60% beef, 40% bacon. And they have the bacon avocado burger. You can order the bacon avocado burger, which has bacon and avocado on it. I mean, bacon and avocado, you can't really go wrong. Bacon and avocado on anything, especially on volleyball girls. You take bacon and avocado and you put that on a volleyball girl. That's the kind of sandwich I'd like to eat. But you can get the bacon avocado burger. And you can order that with a 60-40 bun on it. You just say, I mean, a 60-40 patty. Jesus. Food coma. The brain is shutting down. That's why we're going to talk about movies and not talk about anything too serious. Whew. Delicious. Yeah, I don't... It's just burgers, but they are the best burgers ever. Anyhow, those are the restaurants you have to go to. All right, Ganja. Let's see, we did Ganja. Oh, homeless people. A few weeks ago, I'm at this gathering of theater people for a theater-related event. And they are theater people. And as you know, if you've listened to my podcast for any length of time, or if you just know theater people, you know that theater people are almost exclusively left-wing statist social justice warriors. There are very few non-left-wing statist social justice warriors among the theater. And so there's all these fucking SJWs, and trying to think where to start telling this story, because you have to have a little bit of background information here. Okay, People's Republic of Fort Collins, there's the downtown area. The downtown area is on the north side of town. And to the north of downtown, there's still a little bit of open space yet. There's still some spaces where they haven't made student housing, which is what you fucking build in Fort Collins because of the college. You build student housing so that you can milk the little college kids and get all of their money. I've only bitched about that 1,700 times. And thus, various private entities and government entities are attempting to develop this area just north of downtown where there is still a little bit of open space and you can build some stuff. And yes, they're building student housing. They've got that going on, and they're building some other stuff. And there is a park right in that area. So, all right. So there is a theater on the north side of town. There's theaters here and there around. There's a small theater on the north side of town. And we're having a theater party at a bar. Well, actually, it's at Wolverine Publishing. I've made fun of Wolverine Publishing before. I've read some of their rag. They're a bunch of hippies. and, you know, they hate capitalism and all this other stuff, and that's why they have a establishment where you can go there and buy beer and buy books and give them money in exchange for other things, because of course they hate capitalism. Yet oddly enough, they won't give you free beer, but capitalism is oppressing everyone. So between the offices and the bar of Wolverine Publishing and the downtown area, the actual downtown proper, there is what used to be a park. And this was the homeless park, where all the homeless people would go and hang out. And you could watch the homeless people get drunk. And yeah, because I used to have an office right across the street, and you could look out the window. And you could watch the homeless people getting drunk. And you could watch the homeless people fighting. And you could watch the homeless people having sex. I'm not making that up. Yes, I have seen people in broad daylight in the park having sex. And some private company got a hold of it, because the park was privately owned, and it changed hands, and now a company is building some kind of building there, probably student housing. It's either student housing or a restaurant, because that's all anybody builds in Fort Collins. And thus the homeless people have been displaced from their park. Right across the street from the park is one of the homeless shelters. So anyhow, this little section of town right there just north of downtown Fort Collins, if you ever come here, you're sightseeing and you want to know where the homeless people are, this is where you go. You go to Linden Street, and you go to Linden and Jefferson, and you're right there. You're in homeless central. Homeless people everywhere. Guys like Mr. Floral Yoga Tight Pants with no shirt, standing in the middle of the road screaming, and then asking if he can have some money so he can buy some medication. The left-wing statist theater people are at this event, and they're talking about, yeah, if the city wants to expand north, they've really got to do something about the homeless people, because there's so many homeless people, and I'm really scared, like, walking from here to back to downtown, because there's all these homeless people, and it's really frightening, and families aren't going to want to walk through all the homeless people, and it's so scary, and somebody's got to do something about the homeless people. And you already know where I'm going with this. Point number one, we just had Obama for 8 years. I thought Obama cared about homeless people. Why didn't he do something about the homeless people? Point number two, the city of Fort Collins spends a whole lot of effort, and this is just as fucking left-wing liberal of a place as you can get. The politicians in the city of Fort Collins, elected by left-wing statists, spend about as much time as they can worrying about things like making it illegal to smoke cigarettes outside. Why don't they do something about the homeless people? Third of all, if all of you goddamn dope-smoking fucking theater hippies give a flying fuck about homeless people so fucking much, why don't you do something about the homeless people? We've been down this road before. If you're new, you're about to hear the greatest wisdom you've ever heard in your life, because it's true. If every cocksucker who said they care about homeless people took a homeless person home with them, homelessness would be over with in a matter of 3 or 4 days. So, I mean, we care about homeless. Good, take a homeless person home. Oh, you're not going to do that, are you? Because actually helping a homeless person would require you to do work. And so when you say things like, well, somebody's got to do something about these homeless people. Yes, somebody who isn't you. Somebody financed with my tax money. Because, oh, the homeless people are inconvenient for you because they scare you. Oh. Wah. So shut up. How we got there, I don't... Oh, well, let's see. We got there from the ganja guy. How'd I get to the ganja guy? It doesn't matter. There, ranting, done. We talked about stuff. Where are we on time? Beautiful. Movies. As you may or may not recall, I did recently watch The Magnificent Seven, the original version with Yul Brynner. And I did praise this movie. It was excellent. It was very good. I recommend you watching it. I found out that there were not one, not two, but three sequels. I'm like, really? Okay, three sequels. And I got the Magnificent Seven Collection, which has all four movies. I watched the second Magnificent Seven. It was not very good. I cannot recommend that you watch it. And I watched the third Magnificent Seven. And by watched it, I mean endured it and fast-forwarded through a significant part of the movie. Do not waste any of your life watching that movie. And I looked at the disc and I said, oh my God, there's a fucking fourth one of these. And I looked at the summary and it's like, now he's a lawman and he's law-abiding, and then his wife gets killed and he goes to kill the people who killed his wife. And I just said, oh God, no. No, 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 no. No, the Great One will not be wasting any of his life watching this movie. Watch the original Magnificent Seven, and of course watch The Seven Samurai, which that movie is based on. Do not watch the Magnificent Seven remake. Do not watch any of the sequels. Do not do it. Trust me on this. Trust me on this. You will want those 2 hours of your life back. All right. Also watched, didn't watch all of this yesterday or anything. This is over the last couple of weeks. I watched Arrival, just a sci-fi show, the aliens show up. I mean, it wasn't terrible other than the ending where, of course, there's the guy and the girl and they're trying to figure out and communicate with the aliens, and she's a linguistic and he's the physicist. And at the end of the movie, he says to her, oh, you know, the amazed that what did he say? Did I write it down? No, I did not write it down. He said something to the effect of, the most amazing part of this whole experience wasn't meeting the aliens, it was meeting you. It's like, oh, you know, and of course they end up getting married and all this other shit. And yeah, oh God, yeah. The military in the movie was generally portrayed as kind of stupid. The colonel who is in charge of the operation where they're communicating with the aliens, he was not very bright. The biggest thing, and I mean, the movie wasn't really terrible, and I'll get to this in a second. It had a sort of a nice little hook that I haven't seen before. So they're going into the alien spaceship and trying to talk to the aliens. And all right, so the alien spaceships, background info in case you don't know. In the movie, the alien spaceships, I think there's like 20 of them, and they land at various places around the Earth. And so all these people from these different places, Australia and China and Russia and South America, blah, 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 are all trying to communicate with the aliens. So they're all going in there and they're trying to talk to the aliens and blah, blah, blah. And finally, the chick goes in there one day, she takes a little whiteboard and she starts writing and drawing on the whiteboard. And all the other people start like freaking out. And I'm sitting here thinking, wait a minute, no one thought, you're dealing with an alien species, you have no linguistic commonality whatsoever. Are you seriously telling me that, first of all, no one thought of using visuals to communicate, which is kind of obvious to none? Well, then, you know, then again, you got officers in the military and you got college people. These are all educated people. So those of us who are not educated, right, if I'm trying to communicate with some aliens, the first thing I'm going to do is look for something I can write on so I can draw some fucking pictures. But all the intelligent people in this movie, no one figured this out, that we should try drawing pictures to communicate with the aliens. And when the chick does it, everybody acts like she's skull raping their grandma or something. The other thing that's a little bizarre is, so the aliens show up, and I'm thinking to myself, well, look, the aliens came here for whatever reason, and we find out what the reason was. But if the aliens came here and they wanted to communicate, wouldn't they have some kind of a plan for fucking communicating? Because they're supposed to be smarter than us. I mean, you would think they're smarter than us. They can travel through space. So you would think, I mean, like, if I'm going to an alien planet, and there's aliens there, well, they're not aliens on that planet. They would be native to that planet. I would be the alien. So I'm going to another planet. I'm going to be the alien. I want to communicate with the natives. I would have some kind of fucking plan. I myself would bring along some kind of shit that I could draw on. Right? The aliens didn't think about drawing either. Nobody thought about drawing. Nobody thought about symbols. It's like, okay, these are like the smartest aliens out there, because they're the ones who came here in a spaceship. And the fucking morons that are going out to talk to them, the human morons, are the fucking college professors and the educated and the officers in the military. It's the smartest fucking beings from outer space and from the planet Earth. The smartest, brightest fucking minds. And finally, somebody thought of, hey, what if we draw a picture? Jesus fucking Christ, people. All right. Now, the interest... Okay, here comes the spoiler. If you don't want to know the hook, the finale, jump ahead by about 2 minutes. The aliens have a written language that... So it's like their sentence, so to speak. Like, we write a sentence on a piece of paper, right? Okay, the sentence has a beginning and an end. Their written language, which apparently they write by squirting some kind of ink out of their body, almost like a squid squirts out the ink. Their sentence is a circle, and then it has fjords all around the circle and stuff, and that's their written language. And that is their language, and it's representative of how they think. And the thing is, they think without a beginning or an end. Okay, so there's this whole shtick through the movie, and this may or may not actually be true. I think there's some truth to this general concept, that the language you think in affects how you think. Right? So if you think in English, you may think one way, but if you think in Russian, you may think a different way. And if you think in German, you may think a different way, right? And so the language you're using to compose your thoughts is going to have some sort of effect on your thoughts. And I'm not saying in real life, I'm not saying this is like mind control shit, but it's like anything, right? The tools you have, if the only tool you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right? Okay, so if your language is English, that's going to frame how you think about things. If you have a different language, it's going to frame things perhaps differently. I'm not a linguistic expert. I barely speak English, much less another language, but the concept seems to make sense to me. Because our thoughts are conveyed by the words we know how to use. The aliens, because of their language... And don't ask me exactly how this works. I'm not saying I can explain it. But the point that we arrive at is that because their language, their sentences, and their language structure has no beginning and no end, they don't see time as flowing the same way we do, with a beginning and an end. They can see the future in their minds, I suppose. And so they know what's going to happen in the future. And the protagonist of the movie, she, in the process of learning the language of the aliens, because the language you use to process your thoughts affects your thoughts, she gains the ability to see and have access to things that will happen in the future. And we come to find out the reason the aliens came here to teach us their language is that because they say that in the future, thousands of years from now, they are going to need our help. So I mean, all right, it was a little bit original. I hadn't seen anything quite like that in science fiction. The linguistic aspect, that was interesting. I didn't see that coming. There was a lot of unnecessary violence and a little bit of politics in there. You know, we had to take a dig on the Branch Davidians. We had to take a dig on Alex Jones. Overall, though, not terrible. I mean, it's not, you could watch it. It's watchable. Like I said, the linguistic concept, I think, was fairly unique. Speaking of things that are unique and things that are not unique, let's talk about The Avengers Civil War. This was the first Avengers movie I watched. I know it's not the first one in the series, it's just the first one I watched because it was right there in front of me at the library, so I grabbed it. Oh my God. Jesus fucking H. Christ, man. Okay, first of all, let's just get this out of the way. Once again, guys, I understand it's a movie. It's not real. I understand. But we're pretending it's real because the people who wrote it, once you can't trust women. You can't. A woman will. They cannot be trusted. So we got, what's her name? Black Ivy? Black Widow. Scarlett Johansson character. I remember when Scarlett Johansson used to be cute. When she did Ghost World, she was cute. I haven't seen Ghost World in a long time. It could be one of those movies where when I saw it at first, I thought it was great, and if I watched it again, maybe it wouldn't be that fucking good. Kind of like Face Off. I already told you guys about that. I remember, I thought Face Off was a great movie when I saw it many years ago when it first came out, and I watched it again and sat there and I said, Jesus Christ, how did I think this movie was any good? See, and that's why humans can't be trusted, because our memories are fallible. We're easily fooled. We have these memories. I remember this as being a great movie, and then you watch it, it's a total piece of shit. Ghost World. I remember it being a really good movie, but I haven't watched it in 6 years? 8 years? At least 6 years. I can guarantee it's been at least 6 years since I've seen it. All right. So here's the summary of Civil War for those of you who are normal and have not wasted any of your life watching this movie. And yeah, the fight sequences were pretty good as far as just filming and stuff, but they were stupid. We'll get to that in a minute. So you got the Avengers, all these superheroes, right? And they're running around, they're beating up bad guys. And in the process of beating up bad guys, now this is important, they are, of course, doing massive amounts of property damage. And and civilians are getting killed, and the Hulk takes the bad guy and throws him and slings him into a building, and the building falls down and it lands on all these fucking people. There's people in the building. Well, now they're dead and injured. So they're doing all this property damage and they're killing all these innocent people. And so finally the government, you know, the same government that's providing you with 5-layer protection against the corporations, the government shows up to the Avengers, what's his name? Captain America and Iron Man. I Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, as Iron Man. He was really the only thing that made this movie worth watching. Because, God, if you want, I'm just thinking, just channel fucking Robert Downey Jr.'s portrayal of Tony Stark, man. When you're trying to be like the killer with the chicks, just channel him. He is the one thing that made the movie watchable. He's fantastic. He really, the first Iron Man movie, I really liked that movie a lot. I did not expect to, because I've long ago stopped to ever expecting superhero movies to be good. The first Spider-Man, they may remade Spider-Man 3 times now. Fucking kill me. The first, the original Spider-Man with, what's his name, Tobey Maguire. You guys know I can't keep up with this shit. And then who is the chick? Was it Kristen? Kristen something? No, don't look at it. It doesn't matter that much. You don't have to look it up. The first Spider-Man was good. The first Iron Man was good. I think, right offhand, those are the only good superhero movies I've seen. I just got the Doctor Strange from the library. I'm going to watch that. I'm sure it'll be a piece of shit. I always liked Doctor Strange as a character, so I'm sure they're going to fuck this up. God, I suffered through the Incredible Hulk movie. That was terrible. Oh, that was fucking terrible. Captain America, terrible. Anyway, they're all terrible, except for the first Spider-Man and the first Iron Man. Tony Stark made it worth watching. Okay, so they're beating people up. They're beating up the bad guys. There's property damage and death all over the place. Finally, the government grabs its ball sack and puts out some five-layer protection. The government comes to Tony Stark and he says, all right, look, you guys, you're killing all these people and destroying all this stuff. You're going to have to sign this accord that says you're going to put yourself at the disposal of the United Nations, and you're not just going to run around beating people up whenever you want, because all of the property damage, all of the collateral damage from your fights has to stop. And here's your choices. You can sign the accord, or you can stop doing what you're doing. But if you keep doing what you're doing and you don't sign on, well, you're going to be illegal. So that thus becomes the Civil War, essentially. So are those who are going to sign the accord and play ball with the government, and then there are those who are not going to sign the accord and not play ball with the government. Now, the important part here is that Black Widow signs the accord. She's, all right, I agree, right? She's signing my name. I will agree to be the United Nations little bitch. I will only do what I'm told I'm allowed to do by the government and the United Nations, and the rest of the time I'll sit down and shut the fuck up, right? Halfway through the movie, what does she do? She jumps and helps the other side, the guys who didn't sign the accord. Basically, she betrays her word. She lied. She signed the accord. She agreed, I will abide by this. And then she fucking backstabs. Tony Stark and the other guys who signed the accord, that despite all the bullshit, they stick to say, near the end, Tony Stark, he kind of has to freelance a little bit. But see, he's Tony Stark. He's a man. He has male privilege. Patriarchy, he can get away with it. Tony Stark is at least smart enough to aid Captain America and thus break the accord on the sly when there ain't no witnesses. Black Widow does it just openly right in front of everybody. You can't trust women. You cannot trust them. Just because she signed a piece of paper, just because she gave her word, you can't trust them. If you're going to betray, at least don't do it in front of people where everyone knows you did it, right? Right, Lauren? If you're going to lie, don't lie in your video on YouTube where everybody can see that you lied when you said you didn't participate in Defend Europe. Oh, pussy pass. Young, blonde, cute. Right-wingers will still keep giving me their money because they think they've won because Donald Trump is the president. Okay, so that was pathetic. As Garrison Keillor, as Mr. Garrison says, don't trust anything that bleeds every month and never dies. All right. Yeah. And then, let's see, this is important here. What's this? And that's not really important. Here's the other bit. So, of course, the whole motivation for signing this accord is the property damage. The big fight that happens in the movie takes place at an airport where both the good guys and the bad guys destroy buildings, smash entire airplanes, and all this other shit. And I'm thinking, guys, do you remember that all of these problems started because when you're beating up the bad guys, you were doing all this property damage? Now it's the good guys fighting with the good guys, and you're going to fight at a fucking airport and do this massive amount of property damage. Could you not have just all said, hey, could nobody, you know, Tony Stark, could you not have been a fucking alpha male and just said, yo, hey, guys, everybody, listen, let's beat each other up. And we know the answer. The answer is that fighting at the airport makes for better visuals. It's a movie. It's okay. In reality, could somebody have said, if this was real, If movies were real, which is how I always examine movies, if this were real, could Tony Stark have been a man and said, hey, guys, let's all just, we'll beat the shit out of each other, we're totally going to do that, but could we all just go out in the middle of an empty field somewhere in the middle of the desert, just out in the middle of where nothing's wrong, and we'll beat the shit out of each other there so we don't do any property damage and we don't kill any innocent people? Can all of us just agree on that? Can we get on board with that? But no, we'll just totally fucking decimate this goddamn airport. And then, of course, nobody knows anything about tactics, because once again, if they actually utilized tactics, the fight scene would have been much shorter and much less exciting. So there's the one chick, they called her Wanda. I have no idea what superhero she's supposed to be. I don't know if I've ever heard of her, and I just don't know her quote-unquote real name instead of her. But anyhow, she's got like the psychic power. She's like a witch thing, and she's got like the ESP witch. Not a witch like riding a broom, but like an ESP witch. She can pick things up with her mind and stuff, but has vision. So anyhow, she is obviously of the good guys who have not signed the accord. She is by far the most dangerous. Right, because you got Captain America, he throws his shield. Whoop-de-fucking-do. You know, he throws the shield. When the shield's not in his hand, I could beat the shit out of Captain America. Okay, he is not a threat. You've got Ant-Man, not really a threat. Right, so she's the obvious threat. So the big battle comes, and you've got the good guys over here, and you got the other good guys over here. So you got good guys and other good guys. The good guys and the other good guys all pair off like they do in the comic books. Oh, wait, it's a comic book movie, dumbass. Right? And they just beat on each other one-on-one. And they always conveniently pair up with the guy that's just good enough that he can't kick their ass, but good enough that they can't kick the other guy. Right? So it's like these evenly... Guys, people. Okay, tactics. The witch, the ESP witch, is the fucking keystone to the other good guy's team. She is the most powerful one. As long as she is standing, you can't win. Fact. You got Iron Man, you got Spider-Man, you got whoever the fuck else he had, you got the other... as long as she's alive, as long as she's conscious, you're not going to win, because her fucking ESP powers whip the living shit out of everything you have. As cool as Iron Man is, her ESP powers whip the living shit out of you. Okay? Instead of knocking off one-on-one on all these guys and getting your asses kicked, which is what happened, everybody attack the fucking witch. You have to take her down. She has to go unconscious. No, we can't do that, because again, either they would all attack her and get their asses kicked, or they would all attack her and knock her unconscious, and then at that point they would fucking clean house, because the other good guys have nobody else on their team who can really do jack shit, right? They got the archer guy who, that's great, I'm Iron Man, you have some little arrows, I'll slap you down. Captain America, who cares, I could kick his ass. Ant-Man, the only Ant-Man had going on because he could get real small, and he went in Tony Stark's Iron Man suit and fucked it up. But other than that, you know, just step on him, he's gone. So anyhow, it's like, oh my god, tactics, guys. Tactics. But I understand it's a movie. And if you did things intelligently, almost all movies, if the characters were truly intelligent, no movie would be longer than 15 minutes. Alright, that's enough. Whoa. I'm dropping shit. That's enough about Civil War. Where are we on time? Yes, that's just about right. Oh, speaking of Big Al's, I have my notes right here. Get this in, let me get that in. That's what I said to her, let me get this in. Last time I went to Big Al's, when the people were giving me my cup for my drink, the guy grabs the cup with his hands, like, by the lip of the cup. So, okay, I've said this before. Let me explain this again. For anyone who listens here, if you work in a restaurant, if you own a restaurant, whatever, guys, keep your fucking fingers off the top of the glass, the cup, whatever it is. See, that's where I'm going to put my lips when I drink. And the last time you washed your hands was probably yesterday. Okay, you got a cup, you got a glass, whatever it is. The bottom half is for you to put your hand on when you're giving it to me, carrying it to me, refilling it. The top half is for me. Okay, you grab the fucking cup by the goddamn bottom. Stop grabbing the cup by the top. That fucking shit infuriates the fuck out of me. Remember when I told the big story about how I didn't have a podcast that Friday because I was at the meeting with the guy and he's all like, oh, we're going to do all this shit and we want all this shit and we want all this shit. Oh, we only have $5,000. Remember all of that? These people are still talking to us. They're still trying to figure out how they can make all this. And they're like, well, maybe we could get another $1,000. I'm like, no, that's no. No, that's not going to help. I can't remember. When I told you about all this stuff, did I tell you they also wanted to have a drone fly into the event center? So the drone would be flying around outside the event scene. Event center. And the drone would be simulcasting the video footage. It would be wirelessly sending the video footage down and being displayed on the big screens in the event center. So the drone would fly around and the drone would come down and fly past the band and the cheerleaders and all this stuff that they think they can afford and fly into the building and then fly around inside the building. I go over and get inside the elevator and go up in the elevator and then come out into the expensive fancy booth box where the rich people, right? We got $5,000. Yeah, you're not getting it. So they're still wanting to try to figure out how they can get all this stuff without paying for it. It is fucking hilarious. And it just fascinates me how the richer people are. And I think this is not always, because I've differentiated this before. I'll do it again. There's rich people who worked for their money. There's the rich people who were poor, and they became rich through their own work. And then there's the rich people who are rich because they inherited it, because their father or their mother worked really hard and became rich. If you're not one who worked for it, it's amazing the disconnect that you have from reality. So these people, during the discussion of all this, we're talking about the pyrotechnics, right? And we're like, yeah, we got these things, and they just shoot the fucking flame in the air, and it's not actually real flame. It looks like flame. It's actually cold. It's metal that burns at room temperature and actually burns at like 60-something degrees. So it looks like this big, not so much flame, but it looks like sparklers, perhaps, is maybe the best way to describe it. But very serious sparklers. So it looks like, well, it looks like if you're grinding metal, right? And all the sparks that fly off of your grinder, that's what it looks like. Because it is little pieces of burning metal. But they're burning at like 65 degrees. You can stick your hand in it and it's actually cold. So we're talking about this. And they called us up and they said, well, how much are those things? Because we might want those things for something. I'm like, well, and we were like throwing a price at them, which of course is more than they could afford. I'm like, well, what do you think about doing with these? I'm like, well, we're going to be in a parade. We're going to have a float in a parade. I'm like, okay, you want to put them on the float. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to be dressed up as cowboys. Like, okay. And we want to take these things and we want to hold them in our hands and we want to shoot them into the audience, into the people watching the parade as if they were guns. I'm thinking, hold it. You want to take a device that, first of all, weighs is this large box, which is not really designed to be operated sideways. It's designed to be shoot straight up in the air. And you want to hold this large box in your hand, and then you want to point it at civilians, non-combatants, people watching a parade, children, old people, perhaps some people who are mentally retarded. This is not an insult. Perhaps some people who are mentally retarded. You want to point this at them and then shoot what looks like hot sparks at people who have no idea what's coming. Because even though they're not hot, it is tiny pieces of metal. They're cold, but they still go in your fucking eyeball. You could still breathe them in. I'm just like, are you insane? I didn't say this, of course. I'm thinking to myself, do these people have any contact with reality? You're going to shoot what looks like hot sparks into an audience of unsuspecting people who have no idea what it is or what's happening. Men, women, children, old people, the guy with a cast and on his broken leg, on crutches, somebody in a wheelchair, you know, a couple of retarded people who have come there to enjoy the day with their caregiver. Hey, really? You really think that's a fucking good idea? And these are the people who are running the corporations. And so when you look around you and you see how fucked up the economy is, and you see how fucked up the corporations are, there's a reason for this, guys. There's a reason. It's because the people making the decisions, they're just dumber than fuck. They have no common sense. Then we're telling some stories about some of this other chick we know who works for a nonprofit and how these people have no budget and all this stuff. And she says, yeah, that's just typical corporate greed. I'm so happy I work for a nonprofit because when I ask people to do things for free, at least they know I don't have any money. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, you're proud of being a parasite. I don't know what's worse. Are you worse because you're a goddamn parasite with no money? Or are they worse because they're these fucking evil corporatocracy fucking, parasites, because they get tax breaks, they get government funding and all this other horseshit. I don't know, the profit, the non-profit, I don't know who's worse, but you're both stupid. You're both parasitical pieces of shit. You're both parasites, you're both stupid in your own fucking unique way. Yes, you're a parasite and you're proud of it. Yes, I know how you nonprofits work. God, I fucking hate nonprofit organizations. And I have to work with enough of them that I have enough experience to fucking hate them.